Evening, Bucket.
Evening.
Hi, Dad.
Soup's almost ready, darling. Don't suppose there's anything extra to put in? Oh, well, nothing goes better with cabbage than cabbage.
Charlie, I found something I think you'll like.
Charlie's father worked in the local toothpaste factory. The hours were long, and the pay was terrible. Yet occasionally, there were unexpected surprises.
It's exactly what I need.
What is it, Charlie?
Dad found it. Just the piece I needed.
What piece was it?
A head for Willy Wonka.
Well, how wonderful.
It's quite a likeness.
You think so?
Think so? I know so. I saw Willy Wonka with my own two eyes. I used to work for him, you know.
You did?
I did.
He did?
He did.
I love grapes.
Of course, I was a much younger man in those days. Willy Wonka began with a single store on Cherry Street, but the whole world wanted his candy.
Mr. Wonka?
Yeah?
We need more Wonka bars, and we're out of chocolate birds.
Birds? Birds. Well then, we'll need to make some more. Here. Now open.
The man was a genius. Did you know he invented a new way of making chocolate ice cream so that it stays cold for hours without a freezer? You can even leave it lying in the sun on a hot day and it won't go runny.
That's impossible.
But Willy Wonka did it. Before long, he decided to build a proper chocolate factory. The largest chocolate factory in history. 50 times as big as any other.
Grandpa, don't make it gross.
Tell him about the Indian prince. He'd like to hear about that.
You mean Prince Pondicherry? Well, Prince Pondicherry wrote a letter to Mr. Wonka and asked him to come all the way out to India and build him a colossal palace entirely out of chocolate.
It will have 100 rooms, and everything will be made of either dark or light chocolate.
True to his word, the bricks were chocolate, and the cement holding them together was chocolate. All the walls and ceilings were made of chocolate as well. So were the carpets and the pictures and the furniture.
It is perfect in every way.
Yeah, but it won't last long. You better start eating right now.
Oh, nonsense. I will not eat my palace. I intend to live in it.
But Mr. Wonka was right, of course. Soon after this, there came a very hot day with a boiling sun. Telegram requesting a new palace, but Willy Wonka was facing problems of his own. All the other chocolate makers, you see, had grown jealous of Mr. Wonka. They